Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foye Luikin, did you think he was a starter when he took over last year? The sixth round pick out of Yale. And I remember, Mike, when we talked about Foye Luikin, the thing we continue to get, and we heard this even when we talked to the assistant coaches recently here in the last few weeks, high IQ, duh. Picks up on things, but he doesn't make the same mistakes twice. Hard worker, always looking at film and trying to improve himself. And, guys, the thing is, D-Led puts out there that Luikin, over a guy that you might have thought was going to be the starter, is going to start camp as the starter, Mike, in the at the weak side.
Yeah. I mean, Duke Riley, unfortunately, guys, last two seasons, he's started. He's been given the opportunity. I think because of Debo and the way we've drafted under Dan Quinn on the defensive side with Thomas, we just assumed that Duke Riley, although it was a third rounder, right, Bo? Third round for Duke, that he would be that same kind of big-time athlete. And even though he's got tremendous speed, lateral speed, he just tends to be a bit of a chicken with his head cut off in pass coverage. And sometimes he just does not bear down. When he's got a running back in his sights, he usually zigs when that guy zags. A lot of missed tackles, and that's why, you know, you're seeing Luikin get all those reps. He had 91 tackles last year.
Yeah, I think he had a bigger impact on our defense than a lot of people think he – because we –
because all we're doing is complaining about the defense because of the other guys that weren't there.
That's all we were doing. And it was fair, but I think he had a huge growth process last season that hopefully he becomes another guy, Mike, we talked about a few days ago, year one to year two, year two to year three. How good is Foye Luikin going to be? And the thing about Duke Riley, and I know some guys already want to go in and like, Duke's in bail, he's a bust. No, he's not a bust.
But he's also got to really, Carl, get it together. Otherwise, all you're going to be is a special teamer in this league and
a
backup.
And that's the thing. If you thought Duke Riley was going to be an every down guy, it doesn't look that way, at least not right now. Now, maybe Duke comes into camp and wrecks shop, Mike, and all of a sudden he's opened up eyes. But I do think that, you know, from where we sit right now, Foye Luikin with Devondre Campbell and Debo, that's our linebacking core. And I got to tell you something, young, all athletic, and it might be the best linebacking core we've had since Dan Quinn got here as a group.
Yeah, because Carl was talking about it. We had this chance to go up and look at some of the basic film. They don't give you the secret sauce, but it's really cool that Dan Quinn opens up the coaches' meeting rooms and we get to talk to guys like Jeff Ulbricht, who works with all the linebackers. And Jeff was talking about all the things you just touched on. Smart guy, obviously, you know, from Ivy League, a Yale guy and everything. Now, does he have the raw physical talent? But no, he's not. But he's also going to take the direct route. He's going to do what you need him to do. And one thing we also learned from Jeff, in addition to talking about Foye, how important Devondre Campbell is. And how, because he locks down tight ends and does a really good job in pass coverage, we're not talking about him. And as I just said, we're so busy complaining about all the other, unfortunately, the deficiencies of our defense, we didn't look at some of the guys that were handling their jobs. And Devondre has done that since he came out as a fourth rounder from Minnesota.
All right, so Falcon fans, it's a pleasant surprise, I think, when you go, well, he was a guy that was just filling in. You know, he's a sixth rounder. He doesn't have a future. It's not true. Falcons are very much in belief of what Foye Luikin is and how he continues to develop. And we're just telling you, before we get to camp on July 22nd, don't be surprised if you make your way up there and you're going, wait a minute, that's Foye Luikin. Yeah, because I think he's going to be the guy that Duke Riley has to beat out. And I don't know if it's going to be that easy, Mike, to be honest with you.
Now, again, we all like Duke. We had high expectations. We all thought this guy was going to be the perfect fit. A little bit undersized, but for the position, Dan Quinn wants guys that have the speed. They want guys that can cover. Also, they can lay the lumber. That's part of the MO from coming from Seattle. But Duke Riley, unfortunately, just has not picked it up. You know, that tremendous athleticism in the SEC is not able to cover the mistakes that he makes in the NFL. And I think that's something we've seen, especially in the flat. And I'm not picking on it, but there's like all guys struggle one-on-one with sometimes with running backs or tight ends. But when he misses, sometimes you're in the crowd, you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's almost like a banana peel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh!
Right.
Tackling? Was his tackling better? I'm looking at Bo Morgan right now. Was his tackling, in your opinion, better last year? Obviously, in the first year? Okay. At times. He says at times.
I mean, he runs like crazy to get to the spot, but sometimes it's like, oh, boy, the guy just went past you.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to be fair about it. Right. You know, when we critique guys sometimes, here's what we don't know. And I always try to put this in perspective, especially during the season. We don't know what the defense was. We don't know what the assignments of certain guys were. Was he trying to make up for a play that another guy should have been making? But to Mike's point, when it's one-on-one, you got to make a play.
Now, I'm excited about Foye Aluakin. We had a chance in the locker room to talk to him a couple times, and he's a sharp dude, obviously. But I also need more than being an unglorified Paul Warlow. I don't need you going for, you know, Carl, you can lead the team in tackles, but if they're all for five-yard gains, you're not helping me either. So we're looking for more playmaking ability, but the coaches certainly think he's pointed in the right direction.
Now, was that a function, though, Mike, real quick, of the D-line maybe not being as good as it should have been?
Exactly right. I mean, the D-line sets the tone. Linebackers can't make plays if the guards have gotten to the next level and they got hands on you. You know, and that, how many times did that happen last year? So it's all interlocked. I mean, everything you and I were talking about, we were talking about this with a couple of Falcon fans yesterday at the bar at Twin Peaks. Nothing has really changed with our defensive line. Nothing.
You picked up a couple of guys.
You know, other than Tyler Davison, Jack Crawford, we're excited about. You've added some bodies. We brought back a couple of guys that have had success here. But it's still the same defensive line we saw last year, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. But Dan Quinn is now the DC, and he feels like he is going to coach some guys up to be better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.